Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now on this morning show, some Prokofiev, the London Brass, Il Divo, and of course, some oboe music. We're going to go begin with some music by Edvard Grieg. Now, he was a Norwegian composer, born with a musical mother and a merchant at his father. And his mom was actually his first piano teacher, and he started piano at the age of 6. We're going to be listening to his Holberg Suite, Opus 40. This was originally composed for piano and later adopted for a string orchestra. It's a great set of 5 movements based on 18th century dance forms. One could say, if you're kind of being a little bit nerdy, it's an essay in neoclassicism. This morning we're going to hear a spirited performance by the amazing recorder artist Michaela Petri. She's joined by the English Chamber Orchestra with Oko Kamu conducting.
Thank you.
Wow, the recorder stylings of the very talented Michaela Petri. She was joined by the members of the English Chamber Orchestra with Oku Kamo conducting. That was a performance of Grieg's Holberg Suite. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM this Sunday morning, and the program is Classical Chaos. We're going to continue with some music by Andrea Gabrielli. Now, he was an Italian composer, also an organist, and in the late Renaissance period. He was the uncle, actually, of the more famous Giovanni Gabrielli. Now, he was the first internationally renowned member of the Venetian School of Composers, but he was a little bit shy, a little reluctant to publish most of his own music. But his nephew, who followed in his footsteps, Giovanni, published much of it after his uncle's death. We're going to hear a lovely performance by the London Brass and Andrea Gabrielli's Aria della Battaglia.
Thank you.
Wow, music performed by the London Brass. It's music of Andrea Gabrielli. Kind of thinks like you're promenading down a very majestic corridor.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to switch it up just a little bit this Sunday morning and continue with some music by the very popular quartet, Il Divo. Now, this recording of this crossover quartet sold over 25 million albums, and they consist of Swiss tenor Urs Bühler, baritone Carlos Marin from Spain, French pop artist Sebastian Isbard, and tenor David Miller, who comes from the States. This group was formed back in 2003 after an extensive search by the music producer. I know some of you know him, some of you hate him, some of you like him, some don't care. But I'm talking about Simon Cowell. These next two selections come from their latest disc, Wicked Game. Here is Il Divo and Senza Parole and Stay.
Cuando él te haga sufrir y te rompa el corazón, nunca olvides que aquí te espera mi amor. Cuando no puedas sonreír y mueras de dolor, ven a mí, ven a mí. En mi amor puedes confiar, nunca dudes en volver. Siempre te voy a esperar, siempre te voy a querer. Cuando llores por amor, ya sabes dónde estoy.
What great casting that was by Simon Cowell. That was the members of Il Divo. We heard Stay, and also before that, Sense of Parole. Those both come from their disc, Wicked Game. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. We're going to move on to some music by Sergei Prokofiev. Now, he began work on his Symphony No. 1 in D major back in 1916 and finished it by 1917. It was written kind of as a loose imitation in the style of Haydn and has been dubbed the Classical Symphony, a name given to it by its composer. The premiere was back on April 21st, 1918 in Petrograd, and it was conducted by Prokofiev himself. And since then, it's been performed by ensembles around the world. We're going to sample some of it today, the opening two movements, a performance by Sir Neville Mariner. He's joined by the London Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
the Larghetto, and before that, the opening Allegro. That's from Prokofiev's Classical Symphony. It was a performance by the London Symphony Orchestra, with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And it's that time of the morning. I'm speaking of oboe music time. This morning, a great selection, music by William Bolcom. Now, born in Seattle, Washington, back in 1938, his illustrious career includes receiving, get this, this is just too much, the Pulitzer Prize, the National Medal of Arts, 2 Grammy Awards, the Detroit Music Award, and also named 2007 Composer of the Year by Music America. He also did, in all that time, collecting his awards, found time to teach at the University of Michigan from 1973 to 2008. And the work we're going to hear this morning is Obad, and it's subtitled For the Continuation of Life, and was inspired by a reading of Jonathan Schell's The Fate of the Earth, which is an alarming projection of nuclear holocaust. Today, a talented oboist, who was also the principal oboist with the Toronto Symphony from 1971 to 1982. I'm speaking of Harry Sargas. Here he is, joined by William Bolcom himself, on the piano and oboe. Oboist Harry Sargas, joined by William Bolcom, the composer himself on piano. That was Bolcom's Abad. And you've been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. And do stay tuned to a great show, Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with the Worku. It's coming up next at 10 till noon. I'm going to leave you now with some music from one of my favorite composers and personalities, Leonard Bernstein. Here's some music from his disc Somewhere.